You are listening to the Happiest Lives Podcast with Jill Lillard, episode number 51.
Welcome to the Happiest Lives Podcast, where you'll learn to think better, feel better, and become the woman God says you already are. Here's your host, Jill Lillard.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome back to the series, Thinking About What You're Thinking About. So let's review. In episode 49, we talked about the power of your thought life. How you think to yourself impacts how you experience life. Capturing your thoughts and evaluating them helps you be more aware and create change. Episode 50, we talked about how your thoughts create feelings. When you think something, chemicals are released in your body, and these are called feelings. Feelings fuel actions that get you results. So you want to capture and evaluate your thoughts you are having by the result they create. Do you like the result that you're getting? And if not, you can change the way that you're thinking about it. However, you don't want to just swap your thoughts or power your way to positivity to get new results, as this won't work. If you're doing it in such a way that you're dismissing your own feelings, that you're trying to get out of unwanted feelings, then you're going to find yourself stuck in them. If you're unwilling to feel the current feeling, then it's going to be sitting there waiting for you to process through it. When we try to create change by resisting or avoiding or indulging our emotions, it's very hard to move into a new belief. So we have to hold space for our unintentional model and our intentional model at the same time. So today we're going to talk about our actions. These are the things we do and the things that we don't do. It includes words that we say, people we talk to, all the behaviors that we will exhibit in our daily life. So your mind creates feelings that direct your behavior, which creates results. Therefore, you have to look at your mind to get new results. When we focus on creating change by changing our actions without looking at our minds, the cause of our actions, we can't create sustainable change. Pressing on despite unwanted emotions requires us to be willing to feel discomfort even as we take action from our new thoughts. And we use the heart scan process inside all of my coaching programs that helps you do this work. In the heart scan process, we expose, renew, engage, and we press on. And so to introduce this idea about our feelings fueling actions, I want to share an example of a client who we'll call Emily. And I think Emily represents many of you listening today, so you might be able to relate to her struggle. So Emily has felt disconnected from her husband, Tom, for some time, and she notices that they argue more frequently and their communication has become strained. So wanting to improve their marriage, Emily changes her actions by being more attentive and accommodating towards Tom's needs. She starts cooking his favorite meals, planning surprise date nights, and initiating more physical affection. So initially, Tom appreciates Emily's efforts and responds very positively. He enjoys the attention. He feels grateful for her gestures of affection, and their relationship improves temporarily with fewer arguments and more moments of intimacy. However, over time, Emily begins to feel resentful and unappreciated. Despite her efforts, she perceives little reciprocation from Tom. She finds herself suppressing her needs and desires to maintain harmony in the relationship. So, unbeknownst to Emily, she harbors deep-seated insecurities about her self-worth and fears of abandonment that stem from childhood experiences. And so these thoughts are operating on the back burner. Rather than addressing the underlying thoughts and feelings, she focuses solely on changing her behavior to salvage her marriage. And I see so many people do this all the time. And in fact, a lot of counselors and coaches will offer new solutions by offering new actions, learn your partner's love language, do the 3-minute kiss, go on a date night. And we may start by trying to change these actions, but what you'll find in the long term is they don't change your marriage. So as a result, Emily's attempt to create a better marriage by altering her actions, it proves unsustainable and inauthentic. Despite outward displays of affection and effort to improve communication, the underlying issues still need to be addressed. And she has to address those with herself first. This leads to a growing sense of dissatisfaction and emotional disconnection in the relationship. So Emily has not only connected from authentic relationship with Tom, she has disconnected from being authentic in her relationship with herself and even with the Lord. In this example, Emily's failure to examine her thoughts and feelings is undermining her attempts to create lasting change in their marriage. Sustainable and authentic improvement in their relationship would require Emily to face the feelings of fear, insecurity, and the different thoughts that are creating a low sense of self-worth. Changing external behaviors without addressing internal dynamics will unlikely lead to long-term fulfillment and closeness in the relationship. So when we talk about your feelings fueling actions, because your mind is directing your feelings, which fuel your behavior, to create sustainable change, you must capture your thoughts and consider what feelings they create for you. You have to turn on the lights and become aware of what is playing out on the back burner. When we focus on creating change by changing our actions without looking at our minds, the cause of our actions, the change will not be authentic, it will not be sustainable, and it's going to be hard to be consistent with it and feel good about the actions that you're taking. Now, to grow, we must be willing to be uncomfortable at times. We have to allow unwanted emotions to be there, even as we press on from a new thought. So for Emily to be able to grow, she has to be able to feel these feelings of worthlessness, these feelings of fear, insecurity, to allow them to be there, but also be willing to step outside of her comfort zone based on new truths. So you may have some unwanted feelings, but you can still learn to press on. And this is very different than trying to power your way out of feelings. So we talked a little bit about this on last week's podcast about pausing the feeling, letting it be there, and allowing yourself to experience the presence of God in that space. And then when we do that, we can then move into a new thought that better serves us, and we can take action despite our unwanted emotion. And so how this would look is being able to recognize what else is true about our situation. If we're having a thought that's making us feel terrible, what else is possible about the circumstance? What else can we think about the circumstance that is going to make us feel different? And we want to create a feeling that's going to fuel actions that are going to serve us in creating the result that we want. And so to be able to do this, I like to talk about taking declare actions. And so if you've been listening to the podcast, you probably have heard me refer to these before, but it is saying a new thought and really feeling it inside your body, and then letting the actions come from that new thought. Just because you can recognize that a thought isn't serving you and create a new thought, identify a new thought, something else that you could think instead, that is not going to change anything in your life. If you don't take actions, creating a new model will not serve you. And a new thought, it may occur to you, and in the moment, it might make you feel more confident or energized or inspired or encouraged. Yet the old thought will keep offering itself to you. And so if you are not intentional to practice the new thought, to hold the feeling in your body that that new thought generates, and then to take the actions from that feeling, the new result will never become evident. Because your default brain will keep going down that familiar trail, that familiar path, which is governed by the unwanted emotion, the default thoughts that maybe have been running your life for years, for a lifetime. So taking declare actions is allowing the unwanted emotion to be there, recognizing it's created by a thought, and then gently bringing your mind to the new thought, feeling it in your body, and taking new actions. I love the breath prayers. Maybe you've heard of those. I feel like they're kind of all over the internet and such. My daughter introduced me to the concept some time ago when she sent me a breath prayer. And then one of the ladies inside VIP had shared a resource with me that helped you implement this. But it's actually pretty simple. There's not a whole lot to understand about it. But it's really just inhaling and exhaling using God's word. And so it may look like this. Inhale, the Lord is my shepherd. And then exhale, I shall not want. Inhale, the Lord is my shepherd. Exhale, I shall not want. How about try that once? Inhale, the Lord is my shepherd. Exhale, I shall not want. And you could use other prayers, other truths from God's word. You could use other thoughts that you come up with that are better going to serve you in a situation. One of my favorite scriptures tells us that God has assigned me my portion in my cup. My lot is secure in Him. So if I use that as a breath prayer, I might inhale. He has assigned me my portion in my cup. Exhale. My lot is secure in Him. And this is a great way to pause, to feel a truth, to hold it in your body. And then you might feel that sense of peace or calm, security, whatever that new truth is generating from you. And then identify what new actions come from that place. When you feel peaceful, when you feel secure, when you feel calm, you're going to show up in a different way. And so I've been doing some breath prayers and I've been sitting there in the morning for 5 minutes. I set a timer and I just breathe in and breathe out using one scripture verse broken down into, you know, two short sentences, an inhale and an exhale. And just remember, the old thoughts will offer themselves to you, and that's okay. So it's okay that they offer themselves. You can tell that thought, I see you, sneaky thought, and I see you. Thank you for offering yourself. We've spent enough time together, but I'm just going to think this thought instead. And just notice you're not resisting or fighting the thought. You're not trying to make it go away, because when you do that, your energy gets caught up in the thought. You're saying, hey, I see you. And you're just letting it drift away like a cloud, and you're bringing your attention to the new truth, the new thought. So it's a very gentle approach. You're allowing the old thought to be there and you're moving into the new. Now, before you even get to this process, hopefully you've done some of that feelings work where you sit in the feeling, you allow it to be there, and you let it be a portal, a bridge that helps you engage with God, to sense His presence there with you, speaking to you, seeing you, singing over you. So the heart scan process, we expose, renew, engage, and press on. And this will help you with all of this work. We use this inside all of my coaching programs. It will help you gain deeper insight into your thoughts. It'll help you in the process of renewing your mind, leveraging your emotions so you can experience more of God's presence. And it will help you press on despite unwanted feelings that may offer themselves to you. So as we wrap up, I want to go back to the story of Emily. Emily, once she realizes, so as she did this work using the heart scan, she realizes that her attempts to improve her marriage through external actions have only provided temporary relief. And so she acknowledges the need to confront her deeper feelings of fear, insecurity, and low self-worth. She wasn't even aware that those emotions were running the show on the back burner. She was just trying to plow forward to new actions. And so she was missing out on gaining any insight. And so as she entered into this process of finding a new way of doing things, she used the heart scan process to help her delve into the thoughts that were creating her emotions. And she uncovered default beliefs about herself that were leading to doubt, that were making her feel worthless. and really did not enable her to feel love or feelings of acceptance. And so some of the specific thoughts that she was having were, I'll never measure up. If people knew the real me, they'd reject me. I'm not smart, attractive, talented enough. I'll only be worthy of love and acceptance if I meet others' expectations. I'm inherently flawed and broken. So all of these thoughts, unbeknownst to her, were running the show on the back burner, making her feel not good enough, insecure, worthless. However, she also understood that those beliefs were not aligned with the truth that she found in God's word. And she believed God's word. She believed that God made her and loved her. So she set out to practice new thoughts that helped her to view herself and her marriage in a different light. And so it's something that she had to do very intentionally rather than operating from this default mode or hurrying to acts, to works of the flesh to create change. She had to start in the heart by faith, by believing. And some of the truths that she put on and stepped into and held on to and practiced believing are these. I am fearfully and wonderfully made. So that's the first one. Emily embraced the belief that she is a beloved child of God, created in his image. She acknowledged that her worth is inherent and it's not dependent on external validation or the approval of others, including her husband. And so this, thinking this thought, I'm fearfully and wonderfully made, gave her a new sense of worth and security and value. Another thought, I'm deeply loved. Emily found comfort in the knowledge that God's love for her is unwavering and unconditional. She realized that while human relationships may falter, God's love remains constant and steadfast, providing her with a source of security and affirmation. I am enough. Emily lets go of the need to strive for perfection or seek validation from others constantly. She recognizes that she is enough just as she is, flaws and all, because she is valued and cherished by her creator. I can trust in God's plan. Emily surrenders her fears of the future and the unknown, trusting that God has a plan for her life and her marriage. She finds peace in knowing that she can rely on his guidance and provision even in the face of uncertainty. As Emily embraces these new thoughts and beliefs grounded in God's truths, she experiences a profound shift in her emotions. Now, this doesn't happen overnight. She doesn't just acknowledge these unhelpful thoughts that she's having and how they make her feel terrible, and then get a list of scriptures and think, oh, okay, these things are actually true. And then all of a sudden, everything is done and solved and resolved. No, it's a process that she engages in, and it's a process of practicing the new beliefs and standing on the new truth, even when she doesn't fully feel it, even when the feelings of doubt and worthlessness offer themselves. But as she practices and is intentional in those truths, she had them written down where she would see them every day, where she would read them every day. She no longer feels consumed by fear and insecurity. But instead, she finds strength and assurance in her identity as a beloved child of God. Armed with this newfound confidence, Emily approaches her marriage with a renewed sense of authenticity and purpose, knowing that she is worthy of love and capable of cultivating a deep and meaningful connection with her husband. This is very different than her initial efforts at trying to clean the outside, make everything look nice on the outside, and just taking new actions to please and make her husband happy. She starts to clean things from the inside out. Now, the old thoughts do continue to offer themselves, but she just notices them, relaxes, knows that they get to be there, and she doesn't have to answer them. So in conclusion, your mind creates feelings that direct your behavior, which creates results. Therefore, you have to look at your mind to get new results. When we focus on creating change by changing our actions without looking at our minds, the cause of our actions, we can't create sustainable change. Pressing on despite unwanted emotions requires being willing to feel discomfort even as you take actions from new thoughts. And the heart scan process will help you with all of this. So on next week's episode, we are going to talk about actions create results. And you're going to learn how to reverse engineer your thoughts starting with a new result. So I realized this is episode 51. That means next week is episode 52. There are 52 weeks in a year. And so that means I have been bringing you this podcast for a year now. And when I started this a year ago, I committed to doing it for a year. And here we are. And I'm going to keep doing it. I'm going to keep continuing doing it. It has been a fun ride. I've learned so very much and I have enjoyed doing this. And I hope you have learned a lot. If you've enjoyed this podcast, if it has been a blessing to you, can I ask a favor? Will you leave me a review? If you can leave a review, that helps the podcast bump up, I guess, in terms of search and people being able to find it better. And so if you could leave me a review, I would appreciate that so very much. So thank you guys. Thank you guys for listening. The podcast would not exist without listeners. If you guys ever have questions or need anything, you can always reach me, Jill@thehappiestlives.com. I'd love to hear from you. And if you want to get involved in any of my coaching programs, you can find all of those at myhappyvault.com. I look forward to talking to you guys again next week. Have a beautiful day.
If you enjoyed this podcast, I would love to help you take this concept and apply it. Join me in Clarity and Courage, my cost-effective coaching program for Christian women. Each month, receive the tools you need to apply the concepts and grow. We will meet on a live coaching call where you can ask me anything. Plus, you get access to the worksheet workshop where you can have conversations with other women just like you. Learn more and sign up at myhappyvault.com/clarityandcourage.